Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed joke of the week number 8. A neighbor suggested that I put horse manure on my strawberries. We tried it, but we're going to go back to whipped cream. I'm not sure we haven't already told that joke, but if that's a rerun,
it's worth it. Good, yeah.
You know, Ann Landers does reruns sometimes. Dear Abby, I don't want to get into that, but every now and then one of them sneaks in that way.
It's okay.
Speed joke of the week number 7. After actually a lot of discussion, my wife and I have decided we don't want to have children. We're going to tell them at dinner tonight. I want some of you to try that. Gather kids around and say, kids, your mother and I have talked about this, and we've decided we don't want to have kids.
But wait, we're already here.
Speed joke of the week number 6. Dung beetle joins the Navy. Where does the captain put him? And it's striking out on this one. Grzanich.
I got it. Poop deck.
On the poop deck! Oh. He's on the poop deck! Really disappointed in you, Dave Ennett. Some low-hanging fruit there.
Sorry.
Speed joke of the week number 5. Wow, a pituitary gland married a thalamus.
Who paid for the wedding?
The gland parents. Might be my favorite of the week.
That was good.
Although I did like number 4. I don't like to brag, guys, but I sometimes can communicate with fish using mental tilapia. Got a text message from one of our listeners saying, I hope this joke makes the best of list. What's the oldest age someone couldn't get a circumcision? I'm asking for a friend. He wants to know the cutoff date. We've done a version of this joke before, I think, but I think this is technically a new one. Speed joke of the week number 2. I try to say mucho when I'm around my Hispanic friends. It means a lot to them. Speed joke of the week number 1. You guys know what kind of car a ghost drives?
I have a guess.
Ellis got a guess.
A Buick.
A Buick. Mm. Vicky, do you have a guess?
No, I've been thinking about it since he said it.
And it's been stumped. Steve Grzanich.
The newsroom does have one.
It is.
Lauren Lapka is chiming in on this. A Bugatti.
A Bugatti. The correct answer is a Malibu.
Oh.
Malibu.
Something strange.
Here we go.
In your neighborhood.
We're dancing.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! And now just a few to round out your week. Hey guys, where does Captain Hook shop? That'd be the second-hand shop, of course. The second-hand store. Hey, listen to this. Exactly 500 years ago, Wednesday, October 21st, 1520, explorer Ferdinand Magellan discovered the Straits of Magellan. Talk about a coincidence. I heard Miley Cyrus is in the new Silence of the Lambs reboot. She plays Hannibal Montanibal. Australia's biggest export is the boomerang. It's also their biggest import, by the way.
And finally, it comes back, right?
Thank you. We don't explain the joke, Steve. Don't make me come down there.
I'm sorry.
And finally, researchers now know why squirrels swim on their backs.
Okay, can I give my input on this one?
Oh my gosh, Vicky.
I know.
Please. I'm so, first of all, can I just say,
if I get this right, I think you guys need to like have a blowhorn or something.
How proud I am of you right now.
Why is that?
Well, because you've stepped up. You're going to give it a try.
I'm going to give it a try, but I don't know if it's right.
You've told, you're going to try this one. Researchers now know why squirrels swim on their backs. Why?
Is it because they use their tails to go a little faster?
No, that is the worst punchline I have ever heard to a joke. That is terrible.
Yeah. What?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, I want to see if Dave and Steve get it then.
I know, Steve.
No,
you
I
want
don't.
It's, okay,
I
don't it's to keep his.
It's to keep their
nuts dry.
Yeah, that's
no.
What? I couldn't even have said that.
Are we even allowed to say nothing?
I don't know, John. You made me do it.
That's why I thought, Vicky, go, girl. Let's hear that.
Yeah no, sorry. I
but
definitely wouldn't have gotten that.
That's just a fact from the animal world.
It's so that they have these tails, and then
yes.
They can paddle with their tails.
Have a beaver, maybe?
If I even said that, would you guys have taken me seriously?
I don't know what you're talking about. So if the squirrel is lying on his back, I guess he can't use his arms because he's holding his, he's holding his nuts. And so he's going to use his tail as the punchline to the joke. Well, where does the time go?
You had some good ones this week. First tilapia joke. I love that.
Really, you know how sometimes jokes beget other jokes? I wonder if we're going to get more tilapia jokes
now. I hope so.